Okay, pre-show time. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Listen to that pot. Listen to that mic module. Listen. Hello, test, 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 test. God, it doesn't do it. Why does it? Why is it so intermittent, man? When I first fire the board on this mic slider on one, it's just like now nothing. All right. Oh man, welcome to our pre-show. What a fucking 24-hour period this has been. Just the news has been fucking crazy. did our first real rehearsal back at the theater today. It was great being back there at Theater West to rehearse, and Jonah was there. Jonah's a great director. He's just a terrific, specific guy, and he fucked his foot up. So he's on crutches with his foot in a goddamn boot, you know. And meanwhile, I have this fucking plantar fasciitis with my feet. Everybody's got fucked up feet, you know. But it was cool, you know. It wasn't bugging me, and we were walking around the stage. We got some shit planned. We got some really cool shit planned. We're going to expand the show. It's going to be bigger than the one on in September by about a quarter. No, would I say a quarter bigger? It's going to be at least another 15 minutes. And, you know, we're going to do some things and have some folks to meet that we didn't do before. The other thing that I got to figure out, man, because I fucked a dog with Instagram, some of these things. I got to know exactly how to post in the story. I don't use stories on Instagram. Do you guys use stories? I've never used that shit. But I'm told that that's the best way to promote stuff, stories. Not just on the main feed, but in the stories thing. Okay. And also where you share the link and all that good shit. So I guess same thing on, is it the same thing on Facebook, man? Is there a story section on Facebook? I think there is. So I'm going to do that. Just, you know, got my physical coming up on Wednesday, my annual. And I didn't do I got to get my eyes checked. This is just shit you got to do. You know, I went pretty much my whole life, just really sloppy when it came to my own personal health. And when I met Jackie, she was the first one to say, I mean, Maria sort of held me too. Maria would say to me, isn't it time for a physical, that kind of thing. But I didn't really have a regular doctor, and I wasn't really, and I got to tell you, I was in shit shape when I was married to Maria. Not blaming her. It's just the pressure of the gig. I was smoking 2 packs a day. I was overweight, and nothing like I got to be. When we went through our divorce, we were separated. Jesus H. Christ, I became huge. I never thought I could be that fucking fat. In my wildest fucking dreams, I never imagined I'd be that fat. Especially when I was such a skinny runt of a kid, you know. But anyway, I digress. So when I met Jackie, she was like, when are you having a physical? So she'd be the one that she would bug me. Every year you got to have a physical every year. So it's always every year in September. It's now out here in January sometime. Get my eyes checked too, because, you know, this shit you got to do, man. And you may be able to get away with it when you're younger. Although I think you're playing with fire even when you're younger, not having a regular physical. Just my opinion. I gave up cigarettes. It did not help me lose weight. So when I gave up cigarettes, then I really fucking got fat. I gave up cigarettes in 2009, and I got fucking huge. When I did that movie, This Is 40, with the very great Judd Apatow, I can't even fucking believe my eyes. When I look at pictures of myself, I can't. Are you sure that? At one time, I looked at the picture, and I thought I was being manipulated. I thought it was somebody artificially manipulated. That can't be me. God, it was fucking terrible. I have this theory, you know, that some of us let go. Not permanently, but some of us do let go. And you go into a free fall until you catch yourself. Now, for some people, that's a dangerous thing. For other people, like, I went into semi-retirement. When I left my radio show, I went into kind of a semi-retirement, man. I sat on my motherfucking ass and spent all this fucking money. I was tired of working. especially the show that I was doing, beat the shit out of me. But, you know, you get over it, man, and you move on. And then you miss the work a lot. And, you know, excuse me for yawning, but
that's how I'm kind of doing it right now.
All right, so today we're going to have Steve Ozell on the show. We're going to have Emery Clayton on the show. We haven't had him on for years. Professor Emery Clayton on the show today, and Dr. Jim Sadler. We're going to talk a little bit about the live show.
At Theater West, you know.
All right. I love you.